free at 855-450-CREASE. We launch here into the third hour of the program, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there at freetalklive.com. We give them all away. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their website. So go and see. I bet you'll find that there's more free at freetalklive.com than you'll get if you pay for those other talk show hosts' websites. See for yourself. FreeTalkLive.com. We're going to continue with Tom in Detroit. Tom called in last hour, the end of the hour, to call us out. He says that we shouldn't be talking about such irrelevancies as top Halloween costumes, that we should be focusing more on all the important things that are happening in the world. But I dare suggest that people deciding which Halloween costume to wear is far more important than the choice between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Far more important. But let's go back to Tom. Because I told Tom he could kick off this next hour here with another important thing. So you mentioned the election as one thing that was important to you, Tom. But what's another thing?
Well, boy, actually, tonight I called you guys totally off the cuff. I've had a long day. I've been sitting here drinking a little bit. I've actually called you guys a couple times when I'm drinking, and I listen to myself and think, oh, my God, I sound so stupid. But anyway, tonight I am totally off the cuff because I was just disappointed with the show. But as we had some time to sit now with the commercial here, I do have some topics.
What is it?
And I'd like to stay on what we were just talking about, you know, the importance of this election. You know, for folks like us preppers, if you want to call us that,
I'm not a prepper. I've got a little bit of food and some toilet paper.
We're more preppers than the average individual.
I guess.
I mean, we have a concern for this.
By prepping, I also mean prepping with other than fiat currency. And
okay.
I know you guys are smart enough to at least do some silver gold.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I got Bitcoins, too.
Well, and you and I had this. One thing I like about you, Ian, one of the last times I was on with you, you and I kind of got into it a little bit, and I really like you. You seem to be much more aggressive than Mark. And I've actually had several of my friends call me and say, boy, you know, Ian was pretty rough on you, and I like it.
I don't really consider myself aggressive, and I don't really think that's a compliment.
I think it's a personality disorder, and he just doesn't know.
I mean, Mark's the one in here shouting at the top of his lungs,
only
and his face
you,
turning
mate.
Red.
Only at you.
No. Most of the time.
That's because you're so frustrating to deal with.
I like it. I like because I tend to be, I'm a Capricorn, I tend to be the same way. So I appreciate it. I like challenges, and one of the things that you were at me about was when I mentioned to vote for Obama for the collapse. So, you know, we had this discussion just recently about that I'm planning on voting for Obama so that we can bring the collapse closer. And you remember that
somehow Obama is more likely to collapse things than Romney.
Now, let me ask you this, Tom. Isn't Obama slated to win Michigan already?
Well, it seems to be with the polls. You know, again, who knows? But it seems to be very questionable in that, you know, it seems to be up in the air right now. So, but here's one. I'm actually considering now, you're going to laugh, because I don't vote. Normally, if I vote at all, I vote for
third party
libertarians, period.
Okay.
You know, just to give them some numbers. I don't bother with the Democrats and Republicans. It's just a waste of time. At this point right now, I think actually voting for Romney, I am set with silver. I've got physical silver in my hand, a lot of it. And I've positioned myself in the commodities markets with puts and calls. I'm covering both sides. And to tell you the truth, I want a large drop first. And I think, my opinion, we'll see if this bears truth or not, if Romney gets elected in a few days, I think that is going to instill a false sense of security, and everybody is going to think everything is going to be great, and I think gold and silver are going to plummet. So
it's an interesting prediction. I don't know if I believe it, but Tom, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. I don't agree necessarily, but that's all right. We don't have to have a good show. And he said he didn't like we were talking about the Halloween costumes. You know, this is not a news show. and it is not always a serious program. Sometimes you can talk about things on this program that I think a lot of people can relate to, but it doesn't have to be news-related. Who doesn't want, you know, or there's lots of, millions of Americans will be purchasing and wearing Halloween costumes every single year. So this is a topic that is entirely relevant to plenty of people listening to this. And does every talk show have to talk about the election? Do you have to talk about the election in order to be considered a news talk program or a talk radio show?
Well, we certainly spent plenty of time talking about the election, you know, more time than probably it's worth. But I think that there's social commentary that goes with the selection of Halloween costumes.
Well, obviously.
We talked about hell houses, which is, you know, this common thing where the churches will put on these, you know, threatening hell at a bunch of little kids.
The princess.
We talked about
obsession.
The princess obsession and, you know, the
honey boo boo.
You know, holding up. You know, out of work monarchs as some kind of thing to aspire to.
I mean, had we not been able to flesh those conversations out, it certainly wouldn't have taken an hour of
our
time.
Absolutely not.
So,
to me, that those are.
I don't apologize for that.
You know, to me, I think it's important also to talk about. I always felt really bad for the kids that didn't get to dress up for Halloween.
Yeah.
I felt bad about that. So, I mean, these are important aspects to me, to this stuff.
Hey, here's some election news for you. Man gets a Romney tattoo on his face. $15,000 is what he was paid to do this, according to ABC News. Some say that campaign ads are getting just ridiculous, but now it's taken a turn to the truly bizarre. An Indiana man has auctioned off space on the side of his head where he tattooed Mitt Romney's presidential campaign R logo in a 5x2-inch spot for a bid of $15,000.
Wow.
Eric Hartsburg posted the eBay listing in August and told ABC News that he was paid $15,000 by a Republican eBay user who preferred to remain anonymous to get the Romney logo permanently inked on the side of his head. Hartsburg, who's an Indiana native, told ABC News he agreed because the tattoo was something he could live with. Now, this story is obviously ridiculous in that somebody would put a political logo on their face, but one of the reasons why it's particularly ludicrous is who stays firm in their political belief system over their lifetime. Really?
Well, even if the Romney R is, that candidate's going to be gone.
Yeah.
And what if they lose? I mean, can you imagine having the Bob Dole tattoo on your face now, 15, 20 years later?
Yeah. So he says, I'm a registered Republican and a Romney supporter. I didn't mind getting this tattoo because it's something I could live with and something I believe in. He wasn't so enthusiastic about all the bids he was offered. Hartsburg, whose fresh ink is only 3 days old, said he actually rejected the highest bid because it was lewd. His only requirement for bidding on the ad space was that it could not be racist or offensive. Hartsburg says the whole thing was done as a gag, but now believes his new tat has a purpose. He says he's trying to educate people on his beliefs. Which he probably doesn't know what those are, because the average person doesn't really even know what the Republicans and Democrats stand for, because they have no clue. There's no principles or consistency in their platform. He says, in the beginning it was done for gags and publicity, but now I see it as a way to encourage young people to vote. We have so many rights that we don't utilize, and young people need to exercise that right. The 30-year-old professional wrestler says he wants his tattoo to send a message to young people. I want young people to know it's okay to be young, and it's okay to be a Republican. You don't have to be rich or elderly to be labeled as a Republican. Gee, why would people think that?
Because there's a lot of them that are.
And I want everyone to know that, he says. When asked about the reaction to his ink from the general public, Hartsburg admits a lot of people look at him as a monster. He says, a lot of people look at me and think I'm the boogeyman. I've gotten a few FUs from people. The rebellious rebellious wrestler isn't going to stop at his Romney tattoo, however. He's auctioning now off his forehead space as well. You know, if you're going to go in once, you might as well go in all the way, right? Auctioning his forehead space, but this time is doing a private auction rather than using eBay. The minimum bid for this prime real estate is $5,000. When asked if he would get an Obama tattoo stamped on his forehead if requested by the highest bidder, Eric Hartsburg says that was one question he wasn't prepared to answer. No one's ever asked me that. It's one question that I wasn't prepared to answer, but no, I would definitely not get an Obama tattoo.
I thought he wasn't prepared to answer it.
Well, he just did. So how likely is it that you will change at some point? Have your political beliefs changed over your lifetime? How ridiculous that somebody would get a political campaign tattoo. But then again, he did get $15,000 for it, so what's it cost to get one removed?
probably more than that, especially in
the
States.
So? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
These airwaves via the toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. freetalklive.com.
I was just talking to a friend today who was affected by the storm that came through New Jersey. She's in New Jersey, and it reminds me of this book, Strategic Survival. It's strategicsurvival.com. You know, if you were prepared for the situation, if you had a guide that would give you step by step and instructions, products to buy, things to have on hand for all different kind of disaster related scenarios, whether those are economic, governmental, or just natural, whatever it might be, EMP pulses, things like that. Strategic Survival, it's strategicsurvival.com, will help you with that. It is, I'd call it an omnibus. It's a compendium. It's got everything that that you need, and it's all in one document. And it's convenient, easy to use, and very understandable, well written. Strategicsurvival.com, I recommend it.
All right, so we've got an editorial blog post here from Eunice Wentworth. And I found this
is that real?
Through Vermin Supreme. And
okay, no, it's not.
No. This, I believe, is real. It is somebody who, let's see, let's go to About Eunice here.
So Vermin Supreme, for those that do not know, is the candidate running for president that wears the rubber boot on his head. He,
yes.
Every 4 years, goes about New Hampshire and wherever else he can get some attention, but usually it's New Hampshire and runs for president and just makes a sort of a mockery of the whole thing.
So this is apparently an older lady who has herself a blog here, and I don't know, maybe this isn't real, but it certainly sounds real to me. Furries, bronies, porn, and ponies, signs of a culture in decline. She attacks Vermin Supreme in this particular article here. Trends in social media reveal increased deviant behavior toward animals, cartoon, and fantasy creatures. This, by the way, from eunicewentworth.wordpress.com. This maladjusted epidemic has infected the bloodstream of our American nervous system and unsightly. It is unsightly.
America has a nervous system and a bloodstream.
And it aches the heart. Tumblr is a magnet of voracious hedonism. Twitter and Facebook equally self-indulgent. 76% of adults are influenced by social media. The numbers are mind-bending, she says. Clearly, the breakdown of civilized society is the result of sex-themed forums and blogs devoted to cartoon smut. There are disturbed young men and some very sick women trolling the internet to heighten twisted perversions. Once habits form, they're not easily broken. Soon, these young people slip into moral bankruptcy. Sidelined as counterproductive citizens, they produce nothing and use vast resources while they're at it. Their existence thwarts the recovery of our slumped economy simply because the majority of capable adults don't participate in it.
Let's talk about the use of resources real quick by people who pay for them. Okay, so the very buying of something is a resource of itself. I mean, it's beneficial to the economy. If I buy something, somebody else has sold it and there's been labor put into it, productive labor and things like that. So let's suppose I buy something I never use. It's not like this has never happened. I didn't need it. It was a poor choice on my part, but it still helped the economy. So to suggest that somehow, our resources are being used by people who are useless eaters suggests that those resources are yours. They're not yours.
Mm.
The water of the world, the air of the world, these things are not yours.
This whole article is basically this Wentworth character complaining about other people doing things that she disagrees with.
Yes.
With their freedom, whatever freedom
like
they have.
Real blast to hang out with.
Yeah.
Like to have her at the Halloween
maybe
party.
Maybe she's not real, Mark. I don't know. But let's continue. We might as well give up, she says. Or excuse me. Instead, they boohoo about inequality and waste time prowling for sick delights. We might as well give up on this portion of the generation. It's not worth it.
Right. She's ready to give up on a generation.
I just hope they don't vote. We've entered a most hazardous time. I was in Baltimore this summer and rode the MARC to a home school gathering. In a regrettable coincidence, the train car filled with smelly anime fans in town for a convention. Who knew Baltimore was teeming with sickos? The city pulsed with freakish hairdos and costumes. Many were obese and unclean. I clutched my handbag tightly. I thought about crime. They didn't offer me a seat on the crowded train either, as they displayed no discernible sign of proper manners. Instead, they bantered on about nothing of great importance. Suddenly, I became frightened for the future of our country. They fussed like tired babies, uninterested in the election or important matters. My soul cried tears of agony. Sailor Blue and Mr. Pokemon, please, I snuffed. Snuffled.
How she know these?
Yeah, that's what makes me think this might not be real. Get off this train and get a job. There is still time. It was all I could think. the infiltration of Satan is everywhere, now, especially in Baltimore.
I'm fond of a superhero, which is just really no difference than this anime stuff. I mean, it's just a, you know, drawings on paper.
Yeah.
I worked at a comic book store when I was growing
Japanese
up.
Japanese superheroes.
I'm 41 years old now. I've got a kid. I participate in the economy. Exactly why
is you are satanic, according to her.
Why does it matter what, you know, what little hobby I've got? What proclivity?
It's not important enough, according to her.
I must be always focused on important things?
That's just it, you know. It comes back around to the conversation we were having a moment ago about whether or not we were covering what was the most important issue at any given moment in our the second hour of our program. But it presumes that that's why Free Talk Live is here. We're here to be an open phones panel discussion, and we'd like to talk about a variety of different things. She goes on, for some, it's already too late. One can assume by their vacant stares, shaking hands, and gaming obsessions, these individuals are too exhausted to offer salvation. Their lust for make-believe characters discourages maturity and normal development. If you thought
it reminds me of the, I should probably have looked it up. There's somebody, I think it was named North, that was testifying in front of Congress back when they were trying to regulate comic books. I think it was in the 50s.
Hmm.
And, you know, the bright colors warp our youth's minds. You know, I mean, comic books have been with us a long time. We know what the natural result is. Kids have been tying towels around their necks and pretending to be Superman for a very long time. There's a few of them every once in a while that will get squashed like bugs on the pavement as they jump off of something too high because they believe that the towel has imbued them with superpowers.
But Satan led them to do that, Mark.
Other than
the
that.
The devil.
Well, fine. I don't care who led them to do it. They're taken care of.
If you thought the anime trend was disturbing, just hold on to your rosary beads, because here come the bronies and furries, taking mental disturbance and deviation to a whole new low. No wonder our economy is in such decline.
So a brony is a male that likes a My Little Pony, right?
That's right. How did you know that?
Somebody told me earlier.
Just today or
a few days ago?
How interesting. What a coincidence. I had never heard of bronies before this article. Now, furries I'm familiar with, but not the bronies.
Furries are people who dress up like animals. And
yes, you know, we will learn more about them. According to, we'll get her description of what a furry is here in a moment.
That should be
but first, bronies, she says, are a subgroup of young men intensely aroused by the Hasbro cartoon My Little Pony. They are the bros, or followers, of Pony, and have erected an entire cultural shrine to their icon, My Little Pony. Their fervor is boundless and lacks age and gender appropriateness. What could be the appeal of pastel ponies on grown college-age men? Is masculinity and duty to tradition finished? What's more disturbing?
I think masculinity is finished. You know, I mean, that's what I see.
What's more disturbing with this emerging group is the abundance of smut and fan art spreading like genital crabs. Such art, in quotes, she says, has no meaningful role in a society already choked in pornographic mire. We'll continue with her comments in moments. 855-450-FREE. You share your thoughts. Is it a culture in decline? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. ioncleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you'll ever make.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring us anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Even if it's satire or parody of some sort, as I believe this article is actually intended to be. We're sharing it right now. Eunice Wentworth, .wordpress.com. It's actually the only post on her blog. I just checked that out. But Vermin Supreme linked to it, and it's pretty entertaining. So we're going to continue here. And I don't want to jinx anything, but I've been talking with Vermin about getting him on the show. I'm not going to announce when until I got this thing nailed down. I thought I had it nailed down, but I'm waiting to get a phone number from the guy so we can actually call him on the night on which we were supposed to have him.
That'd be important.
But I'm hoping to have him on before the election. So let's just say that.
It'd be more important.
Yeah, exactly. So 855-450-FREE allows you to bring up anything you want. Also, we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact over at cam.freetalklive.com. The camera, or the chat room, rather, is built right into the same page as the cam, so you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and watch the show at cam.freetalklive.com. Now, the subject of this blog post by what is probably not a real person.
Eunice
Wentworth. Whether it is actually Vermin Supreme or somebody who knows him, I don't know. There's a link in the blog roll to Vermin Supreme, so perhaps it is one of his many characters. He does have more than just Vermin as a character. And it is basically talking about the idea that the culture is in decline, and look at the bronies as an example, and the furries. And the anime fans. So they're talking about bronies here, or she is talking about bronies, and says that such art, referring to the artwork that would show My Little Pony characters in sexual positions with one another, She says such art has no meaningful role in society already choked in pornographic mire.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
The adoration of pony porn leads one into the dredges of bestiality and bicurious experimentation.
I wonder why it does bicurious experimentation.
I don't know which is worse. You be the judge. Men are certainly less masculine if you haven't noticed. They have no business playing with ponies and magic. If they can't work or go to school, they should at least join the military and learn to behave like real men. Furries, she says.
Some bullets.
Represent yet another promiscuous subculture hailing from Canada. Canadians are always pushing the limit when it comes to abnormal sin. Their liberal political system leads many to a lifestyle of rampant homosexuality and prostitution.
I'd like to point out that Canada has shown up on both lists of economically free places above the United States.
True.
So
sometimes Canada, a couple spots above.
I'm not sure that it's liberal compared to the United States. I think the United States might be, you know, more liberal than Canada, at least when it comes to spending.
They smoke a lot of weed in Canada, too. Vancouver has more prostitutes than hockey players and moose. Furries take anthropomorphic lust to the depths of shameless perversion. They masquerade in big-headed animal fursuits and parade in public. Often displays of humping and heavy petting frighten common people. Like zoo creatures in heat, these activities should be limited. Should be limited to those already behind cages. It is a barbaric hobby.
People think this. Eunice is only a conglomeration of the thoughts of other people.
You mean about furries?
Just in general.
Their loose association with their inner animal is cause for alarm and should be treated by only the most experienced psychological experts.
That costs money, you know.
Furries are typically male, 80%. Are unemployed and
I heard that 50% of them, when somebody called in, 50% of them were gay. So, you know, it seems to be to some extent a deviancy, confined to the gay community to some extent.
Furries are typically male, unemployed, and have lifelong obsessions with cartoons. Not surprising, youngsters raised on television shows like Kim Possible, Powerpuff Girls, and even Strawberry Shortcake have become oversexed miscreants, hungry for more toon porn. These once innocent characters have now become grossly morphed into sexual porn stars, their images taking on risque and scandalous acts. Go ahead and Google it yourself. You'll be shocked to see images of the Powerpuff Girls in a three-way, or Kim Possible with a big black you-know-what in her mouth. Even Smurfette is not off-limits. These images will make you recoil in disgust. You may even need to look twice to grasp the depths of such depravity. I know I did.
Look twice.
As these subcultures break into the mainstream, we can only expect further decay of basic morals and principles. My friends, it has already happened in the current election. Take Vermin Supreme, a 2012 candidate for president and king of the bronies. His vile website tells the picture. He promises a pony for everyone if elected.
He does promise a pony for everyone.
And wants to exploit.
And by the way, that would not be the largest boondoggle of a government program.
No, certainly not.
By no means.
He wants to exploit the undead as a renewable energy source. It's an unchristian platform if I ever heard one. Vermin promotes a gay agenda and once attempted to turn a Christian leader into a homosexual with magical fairy glitter. Which was very funny, by the way. It was during one of the alternative debates that they had up here in New Hampshire prior to the primary election. They had the other Democratic candidates had a debate, and Vermin was in that debate, and he absolutely did sprinkle fairy dust on one of those characters. It was hilarious. He is known to attend rainbow gatherings where group love and drug experimentation are the norm. As a protester, Mr. Supreme has already infiltrated the now defunct Occupy movement, where job-avoiding losers rally behind a cloak of economic inequality. He is clearly a danger. The masses of unstable, unstoppable bronies and furries are drawn to him like mites on a mange-infested fursuit. His appeal to the unsatisfied and downtrodden is likely to influence undecided voters, unless their own laziness prevents them from voting. One can only pray. Mr. Supreme is a dangerous leader whose pony pimping must be carefully scrutinized. What can be done to amend a generation wallowing in a sewage of sexual aberration and irresponsibility? How can we reverse desires to fornicate? Fornicate. I don't know what that word means, to fornicate. And my dictionary tooltip's not working. And pornify childhood innocence.
I don't think it's a real word. Fornicate?
It sounds like fornicate, yeah. But it's, I don't know.
All right.
We'll find out. 855-453.
Is that with an E or an I?
She goes, furnicate. Eunice Wentworth goes on. She says the return of God-fearing values, Christian beliefs, and appropriate interventions can guide these lost souls off the speedway to hell and back into the productive institutions of school and work.
I believe it's showing up here under Urban Dictionary, so it sounds to me like it's fornicate just mispronounced.
I see.
Fornicate.
Fornicate, like as though she's from the South or something. Our economy's dependence on skilled, educated, socially adaptive workers will not be met if we continue along this path. The reality dodging by the 47% needs to be replaced with a rigorous cleansing. It might involve brainwashing or even bleach. America, we are facing a crisis. Salvation and healing will happen only under the banner of prosperity, where we can once again heal and share the bounties of wealth with those deserving of its merits. Prosperity for everyone in 2012, or prosperity for those of us who've earned it. If you're not on board with prosperity, you must be an atheist. And frankly, there's no room for atheists and perverts in this age of reform. Now go and vote, and get back to work, or else you'll miss the boat to salvation. That's the way God wants it. I saw it on YouTube. There you go.
That's funny.
EuniceWentworth.wordpress.com if you'd like to see it for yourself.
I'm amused that you were somehow fooled by this thing. You must not have read it all the way
through.
I
didn't read the whole thing. No, I scanned through and I saw, you know, these exhortations of Jesus and the hatred towards the anime kids, and I thought it could have been real. It could have been.
It could have been, I suppose. I don't know. I got an article here that I haven't read either, if that's what you want to, you know, go through. I've got an article here that Sergio Romo, who I guess plays baseball, apparently wore a T-shirt that was rather eye-catching in the victory parade.
Was it furries on his shirt?
It was not.
Brownies?
It says, "I just look illegal." So, I mean, he's actually making a political statement there, which is, you know, the
very brave of him to do that.
The freedom of free people to move across borders of free countries freely.
Good for him for doing that. I mean, I think that more of it would be nice if more of, you know, baseball stars and folks like that would actually, you know, put themselves out there if they believe something. And, you know, it certainly would be a way for him to become more noted, separate himself from the rest of the pack of players that's, you know, never known for doing or saying anything.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of them want to sort of walk the line, or they don't care. Maybe they just don't care. But,
that's possible.
You know, I think the ones that do take strong stands get a lot of positive attention.
You can bring up anything that you want. You may take control of the airwaves. And maybe you agree with this Eunice Wentworth, whether she's real or not. I don't think she is. But maybe you agree with her and you think that the culture is in decline. What is it that you plan on doing about it? 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And I think the, you know, the furry thing's weird, but, you know, whatever. If that's what floats your boat, go get dressed up in a fursuit. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control in the remaining moments.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Starting this Saturday, November 3rd, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale starts this Saturday. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-453 SACL CAI. Toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can become an amplifier for as little as $5 a month. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up. The money from AMP currently, I mean, it always goes to certain things every month, like advertising Free Talk Live to the radio industry, promoting Free Talk Live to new radio stations. But coming up here, we're going to be spending a little bit of it on a what they call a step and repeat, which is one of those things that you see behind all the stars when they're at some sort of an appearance, some kind of record release or whatever. There's, you know, those logos behind them or a movie premiere or something like that. You see those staggered logos behind them. It's called a step and repeat. We're going to get one of those for Free Talk Live. Yeah, and LRN.FM. That way, Mark, next time you're on TV, for instance, with the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Which I was last week.
We'll have a fancier-looking background, a more professional-looking background that we can utilize for those purposes.
I thought the blinking lights of our gizmos was professional enough. I mean,
it was good.
It's pretty obvious.
You look like a radio guy. Yep. And so there's that. We're working on that as well. And, Mark, you're going down to the debates, which the debate is happening on Monday. It's the third-party debate, round two. They're taking the two candidates that were the most popular in the first round, which was originally four candidates now.
Hopefully the ones that aren't in jail.
Jill Stein and Gary Johnson will be the two candidates on Monday that will be competing. And, Mark, you're going to actually be there as a pundit. You will be there to provide commentary and to, I guess, move with whoever it is that happens to be there in the audience, maybe find us some more supporters and that sort of thing
we'll
for
see.
The ideas of Free Talk Live. But, you know, it costs some money to send you down there, and it is promoting Free Talk Live. So that's some of the stuff more recently that the AMP program has gone to. Also recently we went to the Talkers Magazine's convention that we had down in Los Angeles, which was also productive.
The new media seminar.
Yeah, exactly. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get behind this program. It's, as I said, $5 a month. You can use any major credit card via PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website and get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, AMP only forum, podcast, and more. The AMP podcast does not have the normal podcast commercials that the regular podcast does. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. There's been some controversy on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system recently, as in the last couple days, today actually. Somebody posts on the BBS, why do you continue to pursue the conspiracy theory vendetta? He provides several links to which, you know, are articles regarding testing of chemicals on individuals, one from Fox News, for instance, about secret chemical testing.
I absolutely believe that there's some foundation to the idea of chemtrails. What throws me off is that they think that every single plane flying through the air is spraying down stuff on them. And I think that that is just paranoid claptrap. I mean, does the government want to control the weather? You better believe they do. Does, you know, is there something out there that they've been, you know, working on this? I think terraforming or something like that, I think might be the term that they use. But they've got terms for this. Yeah, they're, you know, man's trying to affect his environment. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, people will claim that they see a grid pattern in the sky or whatever. And, yeah, planes fly and, you know, they tend to fly in the similar directions. When you take a look at the, you know, the flight path maps that they have, yeah, they're all over the place. They're going in similar directions.
So a certain quirk writes on the BBS, listening to the FTL podcast this morning, Nemi begins with a story, so this is from last night, about the feds investigating and charging Meridian, Mississippi with a school-to-prison story. No one questions Nemi's beliefs. No one attacks her personally or the story's credibility. The first caller, Matt from Ohio, suggests that chemtrailing could be done easily if the agents were slipped into gasoline. The response,
I felt like you were a little rough on Matt simply because you didn't seem to want to talk about the subject of chemtrails, and I get it. I think it, you know, I think we've talked enough about it for the rest of my life.
The response, Ian personally attacks Matt by, and he's paraphrasing, why even bother to call in about something you don't believe? And says to the audience, again paraphrasing, at least call about something you believe. To Mark's credit, he slips in a reaffirmation of FTL's motto of calling in about anything. However, the damage is done by now. The caller's credibility is in question because he dares to mention chemtrails. And I'm not going to stop you from calling in about something you don't believe. We get crank callers. They obviously don't believe what they're calling in to talk about. It just makes more sense. Like, if you're going to spend time on national radio talking about something, why not talk about something you believe in? Talk about some sort of issue that's important to you. This guy said it wasn't important to him. And there are people that believe chemtrails are important to them, and they absolutely are serious about it when they call.
He gave out the most plausible theory for chemtrails I've heard yet, which is chemtrails, by the way, are not the exhaust of airplanes. But
they are a theory about what could also be sprayed from airplanes.
Right. And but contrails are really just the clouds created by the jet disturbing the air. So
and the moisture in the air.
Yeah. Well, that's what clouds are. Right. Whereas he was talking about this would be exhaust, putting something in the fuel, the avgas, and you know, then whatever would be the resultant exhaust could be the chemtrails.
I have a question that unreasonable. And, or excuse me, I have to question that unreasonable and condescending reaction. It causes me to doubt the show's integrity and intentions. I've linked four stories.
Yeah, if we don't agree with chemtrails, it's always, our integrity is always in question. We're gatekeepers.
I've linked four source stories here, two quite recent, one of which is from Senator McCaskill's Missouri Senate office. All reveal unquestionable evidence of chemtrailing. Four links, proof positive, no argument. In fact, I dare anyone to deny them. So if there's a litany of creepy government behavior, not to mention it being FTL's primary source of bread and butter, why is the response always the same? Always, the caller is a kook and there's no proof, etc., etc. Well, I think that we've admitted previously and seen stories previously of governments, you know, spraying things. You and I, Mark, lived in Florida at the time when they sprayed Malathion all over the damn place. What was that, for citrus canker or something like that?
Something
or some
like
kind of
that.
Bug, I think it was.
Maybe
it was
mosquitoes, I don't know.
No, it wasn't mosquitoes. Well, anyway, they sprayed something, and it was pretty clear that they were spraying something because, you know, it was obvious. They were
supposed to wash your car.
Yeah, and so, yeah, there's certainly examples of governments doing things like that. And there's no doubt that government people want to control others, no doubt about it. No doubt that they would have no problems, considering they've experimented with nuclear weapons on innocent, peaceful people, that they wouldn't experiment, or that they would also experiment with chemicals on innocent, peaceful people. No doubt about it. As John Shaw points out in his response, now he's one of the moderators on the forum, and I'm just going to share what he says here because he's dead on. He says probably, okay, so I guess the general question from Certain Quirk here is, you know, he says So if there's a litany of creepy behavior, why is the response always the same? What is it, Ian? FTL, read those four stories and answers these questions. Are the stories legitimate? Do they describe chemtrailing? If you answered yes, then why do you continue to pursue the conspiracy theory, vendetta, etc.? So, again, I'll acknowledge there are examples of this. There was a story from the UK once that Sam shared with us to prove that that chemtrails were happening and that sort of thing. Probably, says John Shaw, because the FTL boys would rather not waste their time in a rabbit hole of possible evils when there are demonstrably real evils that deserve more attention, which is why NEMI was not questioned in the information that she was giving, because she was talking about things that were actually happening and catalog, you know, something that you could concrete point to as something that's actually happening to people. That is the school children in Mississippi being imprisoned for misbehavior in class, whereas the caller about chemtrails was purely speculating on what he believed could be the case on this possible thing that could be happening.
Yeah, you know, I think that some of the problems with chemtrails is that a lot of the information that comes from comes on websites that look really disreputable.
Right, and then there's also the science that shows that most of the claims of chemtrails are easily debunkable. All these photos, if you go and look up chemtrails, you'll find all manner of photos claiming that these are planes spraying stuff from, you know, some secretive compartment.
Yep. And I'm sure the government's spraying things. I'm sure the government's trying to affect the weather. I'm sure the government's doing those things. I don't think that every plane that goes by and produces a contrail is part of a nefarious plot, though.
Who gives a darn if they're maybe possibly using a magical heretofore unknown radio waves to cause a hurricane on the East Coast so Obama can look good and win an election when government stooges are beating and killing people in the street? And who gives a care if they're maybe possibly crop dusting people? And he says, that's all, this is John Shaw's response, that is all chemtrails is, you know. It's effing accusations of crop dusting people with various chemicals to control their minds when 90%+ of children in this country are in a government propaganda camp every single day. They already control the minds of the people. To quote my own movie, he says, if they already control everything, then why the elaborate plan to control everything? Conspiracy stuff is a time sink and a rabbit hole and a waste of time. That would be my guess as to why we are not too excited about talking about that topic. I think John Shaw nailed it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So, more coming up tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And you can take control of the airwaves at that time. You don't have to agree with us. You can call us out as we were called out earlier. Feel free. Phones are open to you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got vampires? Zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.